Securities, Joey Choi. Joey, how did the markets fare today after a heavy sell down over a Wall Street overnight?
The Singapore market opened down 12 points today, right, following Wall Street sell down with Dow Jones closing down 274 points. Right, so this was mainly due to rising doubts on Donald Trump's ability to push through with his economic policies and also uncertainty over a terrorist attack in Spain. Right, so back at home, the STI sold down by close to 20 points in the morning, led by weakness in banks like OCBC and DBS, and also heavyweight property counters like City Development. So we started to see buyers coming back in the afternoon, with most of the blue chips rebounding from their day lows, but still not enough to bring STI into positive territory. Right? So STI was mostly negative throughout the day with occasional bargain hunting. And finally, we saw STI closing down 17 points at 3,252.
Yet the STI hit record highs last month, and like you said, saw heavy selling over the past 1 week. Is there any specific reason for this, and how do you think the STI will fare going forward?
Well, indeed, the STI has hit a new recent high at about 3,354 about two weeks back in July, before we started to see some profit taking, with the STI falling by about 100 points since then. So the reason for the weakness is due to U.S. markets pulling back on fears that the market was moving ahead of valuations, and also worries over geopolitical tensions involving North Korea. We have also seen crude oil prices tumbling by more than 6% over the past week, leading to a sell down in oil and gas heavyweights like Keppel Corp, right, thereby pulling the STI index down further. Right, so from a technical perspective, though it might seem a little gloomy lately, some long opportunities may start to emerge on this recent sell down. So to recap, STI has been supported above the key 3,200 level since May, and we can still see more upside with this level holding, with some bargain hunting expected near it.
Let's talk about that bargain hunting then before we let you go, Joey. Are there any good bargains from your point of view for investors right now?
Well, one can consider bargain hunting on some of the blue chips like banks, some DBS and OCBC, which have sold down on recent market weakness. So they have recently released their second quarter results, right, beating market expectations. And fundamentally, both DBS and OCBC have achieved broad-based loan growth of 1.5% and 1.8% quarter-on-quarter respectively, and also fee income growth. Valuations are still looking attractive at current price level after the dips we have seen, and technically are seeing both of them approach their key support levels, which is $20.20 for DBS and $11 for OCBC. So we may start to see buying coming back soon, leading to a potential rebound on a specific price action. So it's back to you, Daphne.
Thank you very much, Ramizia at Phillip Securities. Joey Choi joining us in your business news. And that ends your business.